Where the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt,
I love this land.
God bless the USA.
God bless the USA.
Reno is in Vegas. ESPN Reno, ESPN Las Vegas. Adam Hill is in. I don't know how it's happening right now. We're going to get the story in a couple minutes. Griffin is back in the Finley Toyota studio. Happy Independence Day pre-weekend, if you have the weekend. Not everyone has a weekend in Vegas. A lot of us have to work. No big deal, right? We're a service town. Mateo is out here. He does the setup at Stadium Swim in Circa Las Vegas. I'm ready to dive in the pool. I think we've officially hit a new high. Not complaining. It's not the highest ever on the show, but I'm guesstimating on this one. I know the temperature right now, because I have a thermometer here, in Cabana 7 is 103.8, which the last high was 102.7. That was a couple weeks ago. Out in the sun, what do you think?
But I
110, 111?
103.8 isn't even the hottest we've done a show this week, because yesterday was like 107 in studio.
That's a good point. How many people walk in during the show during breaks and are like, oh, what is going on?
Why is it so hot in here? I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Well, here's the thing. And sorry, Reno, I guess I don't have to say sorry because it's cool there as compared to here.
We had to get out in the sun to get a cooler show.
we're talking Vegas weather. Right now it says 112 outside. This is, by the way, here's my deal. You give me a pool and some sunscreen, like and just lots of water and, you know, other libations, I'm good to go all day. I've told the story before. The SO has some friends. I'm friends with them too, but has some friends from San Diego, and we were actually, we were on the top level here in these pools up here, and they lasted like an hour and 15 minutes. They couldn't take it. And I was like this.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I love this weather.
I want to point out, because I don't like weather talk usually.
Yeah.
We are talking about potentially having the hottest day in the history of Las Vegas, and I do think, like, records are something. Like, yes. It's not just, it's hot here. We know it's hot here. Records are something. Right. Like, that's something that actually is newsworthy.
I am legitimately concerned about this for a lot of people. If you've got an older AC unit, what are the next 6 days going to be like?
Well, what if you, and we're going to talk about adventures on the way to work. What if your car AC is out?
I didn't even think of that angle on this one.
Yeah.
So we got a lot going on.
It's not fun.
It's steamy out. It's going to be steamy into next week. We got Mountain West Conference Media Day. Here, we got all these mountain cities coming in, or, you know, it's probably like 65, 73 there. They're going to come here, like, get out to Stadium Swim. Get out there. Cool off. It's going to be freaking awesome. It's July in Vegas. I'm down with it. So, let's do the Big Four.
Battleborn Injury Lawyers presents the Big Four at Four. Number four.
Four good stories lined up, but I got to do it. Omaha! Blue Cadillac! Relish, sauerkraut, hot sauce!
Good audibles.
Yeah. We have to blow out the Big Four again. It's still brought to you by Battleborn Injury Lawyers. No, we do, because as I'm apt to do, and I will pat myself on the back, I'm not great at this. I need to get better. But I can always wait for a surprise. And I don't want early details. So I waited 4 minutes during the break. Adam was not here hour one because...
Well, I talked to Caleb.
You actually did. You got here like 51. You had a flat tire.
49.
Which,
I know exactly.
Which, 49. Which, when it's 112 out, flat tire sucks. It and does. Especially when you're trying to go to work.
Yeah.
And it's got, you know, it's kind of a time constraint on it. Where did you get a flat tire? Which tire? Were you driving already? What's going on?
Yeah, it was on 15 on the way here. And then what I thought was, my original thought was ditch the car, Uber here.
Yeah, but you were on the 15?
Right, but I was like close to an exit.
Okay.
And I had just gone through, I'd been sitting in traffic, and as I got through it, I realized, obviously there's all the traffic up to Allegiant, and then I realized, oh, wait, there's definitely a flat tire. Like the warning light came on, and the car was kind of bouncing. I was like, okay, there's a flat tire for sure. So I was like, I'm going to pull off the freeway, and I'm probably just going to find a place to park it and then Uber here. And then I started thinking, I'm not going to be able to get fixed tomorrow. It's holiday. Like, what am I going to do? And then I was going to Uber back. And then what? Uber back home. Actually have a dinner reservation tonight. I'm like, okay, well, not going to Uber there and then get a ride. I don't know. I was like, let me see if there's a shop close.
This is 2:25 with a 3 o'clock show on the way. Yeah. What miracle are you expecting?
Well, I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to pull in. And it just, I was like, maybe I can pull into a spot, have them fix it, Uber here, and then Uber back and get the car after the show.
You found a traditional tire shop?
It was like more of just a general repair.
Get out of here.
And walked in, and I was like, just an emergency. I'm late to do a radio show.
Oh, you mentioned the radio show.
I just said I'm late. Like, I'm supposed to be on the air in like 25 minutes, whatever it was. I was like, can I get you to fix it and then come back and get it after? Like, how could this work? And like, wait, right? Are you Adam Hill? And I was like, yeah.
Stop.
I was like, yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. I was like, yeah. But I just, and he was like, let me see if somebody can work on this. And like, started scrambling around, came back, and he was like, well, it's not. Now, here's the other problem. I do think the tire was under warranty somewhere else. So it probably should have been free if I just went to where it was. Now, I also, in my mind, don't remember where I bought it.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, well, all right. The guy comes back. He goes, I can have my next guy do it. Should be able to get you out of here by like 3. It's going to be $188, whatever it was. And I was like, yeah, done.
That's new tire and mounted.
Yeah. Which is fine. It's not terrible.
Well, I will say, well, first of all, give the place a shout out.
I don't remember.
You don't know what it was?
I'll look it up.
Do you know the guy's names?
I can look it up.
Oh, my God. And they turned it around that quickly.
Yeah, I'm here.
Wow.
Got a new tire. It was a miracle.
God bless America.
Thanks, guys.
Greatest country on earth. God bless the Raiders, I think.
But also, it was kind of a weirdo, I should point out.
Oh, really?
I know, always.
For you?
I was like, well, I'm not going to waste time sitting here. So actually, I just walked the entire time they were fixing it. They took it to me, and I was like trying to put pressure on them. I was like, no, I'm just getting steps in. Like, I'm not trying to. They were like, oh, sir, we're hurrying. I'm like, I know.
I'm actually shocked you didn't sit in the waiting room and just punch out a story or two.
Well, I'm kind of caught up.
Okay. The one time you caught up.
Yeah, I would have.
Wow.
I definitely would have. But yeah, I was just getting steps in the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll have I have other follow-up questions, but right now we don't need to be picky about how you got here.
No, we're here. We're here.
That's not.
Now, I should have also asked them to, like, hey, can you do the air conditioning refill thing too? Because that would have been.
Well, that was really fast. I got 3 other things you could fix right now.
Yeah.
Oh, so wait. I guess I missed that part. Yeah. Just because you have a flat doesn't mean the car doesn't run and you don't have AC. So your AC's out?
Yeah, it's been for a little bit.
What are you doing?
Well, I have to get it refilled.
What do you mean a little bit?
I have to get it refilled.
It's July 3rd!
But I constantly have to get it refilled. Because it's like a $2,000 repair. I'm getting a new car.
But you've been talking about a new car.
I know.
For like 2 years.
It's so nice to not have a bill.
Is it so nice not to have... This is unwritten. And I'm not doing another Audible.
This might drive me.
Because I was going to the Big Four, and now there's a whole different angle here.
This might drive me. This week might drive me.
There's no way you can hold
out. When they refill it, it lasts like 2 months.
How much is the refill?
Like one something.
Do you have a shop you go to on a regular?
No, I'm just going to go wherever. Like, yeah, it needs to refill.
Are you going to do this again? Are you really going to go the refill route when it's 115?
I think so. It works pretty well for a while. You know, I'll tell you what it was, that when I went away and I came back and I hadn't used the car in like 4 days, done. That was the problem.
I feel like from 2020 to 2024, you were flush with cash. And if you needed a car repair, you would have. I guess I have the years wrong on that, don't I? I guess 2016 to 20. What's happened? What's happened the last? You're going to post some stickers up? You got some memes coming?
No.
Thanks, Joe.
I have.
You do have some expenses that we can't talk about. Exactly. So I don't mind you. Sure. I can understand you being a bit frugal right now.
Well, it's not even that. Like, I just, there's something so nice about just not paying a car payment. But at some point,
you know what? My car was so jacked up at the beginning of the year that I was like, I can't.
I
dragged it out for a while because, like you, I was like, and I actually still had car payments, but it wasn't bad. And then, like a month into getting the new car, I was like, oh my God. I'm like, wow, my Bluetooth actually works. My Bluetooth had gone out of my car. And it's like, little thing, but that's nothing compared to having no AC now.
Well, it's funny, though.
You're crazy.
The only things I really care about are the electronics. Like,
I know.
If one of the electronics, if the Bluetooth was to go out, I would have had a new car tomorrow.
Right.
Like, that's a non-negotiable. Those things matter. I'll deal with being very hot in the car.
Have you driven around Vegas in June? It's now July. In June, at night with the window open, and you're like, that's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
It's like a dryer.
No, it's fine. At night, it's fine. Also, I say this, when you park like in a shaded area, it's fine. It's when you're parked.
Oh, I like this.
It's when you're parked.
It makes a difference.
Out in the sun.
Yep.
You're parked out in the sun. You get in the car, and there's no AC to cool it down.
Yep.
It is unbearable. It really is unbearable.
Little things make a difference.
Oh, you want to go next level, too? Here's a good one.
We call the audible for a reason.
I park in my driveway under a tree.
All right.
It's great right now because the tree is very much in bloom.
Right.
It's awesome. Shaded.
How are the birds?
Fine.
Okay.
HOA? Branches are getting too. I need the shade.
Oh, no.
I need the shade.
You got to pay the fine.
Yeah,
you have so many decisions in life.
It's tough.
So you're saying,
if it's my house, can I grow the branches so they can shade my car that doesn't have air? Is that okay?
Yeah.
What are we doing? It's very infuriating.
When are you going in front of the HOA? I'm looking forward to you
going now that Justin's going too. I'm in.
Going with Justin Watkins and his family.
But I feel like I'm going to go George Costanza.
Which is?
When he went in front of the review board for his new condo, it's one of the best episodes ever. And it's him against another guy trying to get the condo. And the other guy's a survivor of the Andrea Doria. Okay. And he's got this sob story. George is like, let me tell you about my sob story. I'm going to go full George.
You got some pretty good details right now.
Yeah, I do. Can I just let the branches grow?
Flat tire, no AC, can't grow a tree for shade in front of your house.
The thing is, perfect. I can absolutely buy a car.
This is nothing compared to anything else you're going through.
That's true.
Because that's the ultimate one you could throw out and you'd win.
I can absolutely buy a car. Like, it's not a problem.
I know you can.
I love the car.
Every time I see your car at the Lotus parking lot, I'm like, what is he doing?
I love it.
I know you do. Get the same car new.
I don't
love
really
that.
Make it. I don't really make it.
Oh, get it used
totally
then.
Different. Totally different.
You could probably get the same year with freaking 30,000 miles on it.
Mine was the
ultimate. This is the final straw.
The fully loaded electronic package is like the most important thing.
The gods are sending you a message.
Like, you can tell me the
flat tire, no AC.
Yeah.
The gods are controlling the HOA to bust your horns.
Probably.
On the way back.
I like the car.
The car was still running well.
In the Toyota, tremendous.
It did have a good tire last night. You were at T-Mobile. What a scene as the Aces take out the Caitlins. It's 4th of July, like Demi Lovato. Nice job by the Vast Sound crew coming up. Was that Lee Greenwood with some acapella group to open the hour? Reno's in Vegas. This hour is brought to you by Battleborne Injury Lawyer. 766-1400 is the number. You got to dial 775 in the north. Offices in Reno and Henderson and downtown Vegas and in Las Vegas. Much of the show not done yet. Adam Hill is here. We had to call an audible. He made it here about 45 minutes in. Had the dreaded flat tire in 112 weather.
It's perfect.
It's the worst.
The tire might have just melted. I don't know.
It could have.
It might have.
The heat cracks the tires, right? At least that's what they tell you. Hottest show we've done. Cabana 7 right now is 104.1.
Yesterday had to be top five.
You thought in the studio was pretty steamy yesterday, which is weird because Griffin was out. We probably – what do you think Jared weighs? He got thinner. He's over 200, right?
Well, is Griffin in charge of the AC? Is that what happened? Nobody turned it on?
You know what? I heard a whole story about the AC that the little thermostat, little clicker, is actually just for show. And that the old guy who used to run all the equipment, like, he explained it. He's like, nah, that doesn't do anything. And I'm like, that figures with that guy.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
So where we
were down like 40 pounds yesterday.
How do we turn on the AC?
I don't think it's going to happen for the next week or so.
Okay.
I think everyone's in trouble here. Unless you got like a new house or you got the, you know, double, triple unit on your house, I think everyone's going to be spending for freaking cool AC.
It's going to be rough.
It's pushing the limits.
It happens. You got the fans.
Yeah. Hottest show, according to Mateo, for the equipment, he believes it happened last year. It was 115 out, and the we actually have equipment, you know. There's a little board and processor, and I don't know the stuff, but whatever. But we're plugged into an Ethernet line. You got to power up the equipment to do the radio show, and he sat at the pool over at the Sahara, Azilo, which, by the way, nice setting there.
Yeah.
Stadium swim's great. He said 115, the equipment just shut down.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we talk about the heat, and like, yeah, we're hot, but you'll figure it out. It's more our, you know, laptops just stop working.
I upgraded. You got to buy one of these.
That will stop working.
The fan? Oh, in the sun? Yeah, it wouldn't.
Yeah, no chance.
I got a little fan underneath my computer.
It'll stop. The phones, you can't take your phone. You can't take your phone out.
How hot's my phone? We're in shade.
You know, we have camera setups. That's not going to work. The equipment's not going to work. Like, that's the bigger issue. Anytime you touch anything, it just destroys your hands.
Oh, I got the ear right. Hottest show I think we've done, because the same thing was happening. I think we had to put like ice packs underneath the equipment. Was, I don't even know if this part of the property exists in this form anymore, but they had a warehouse set building for the Contender in 2005. But like on the Caesars property, and we were doing the show in a little alleyway, and yeah, that was steamy. And that was the big fella. That was the big fella doing a show with me at the time. Sports Pig.
Do we have any outdoor show scheduled for Monday? We should book one just to see how it goes.
We can do it if you want.
No.
No. You were just saying the studio's super hot. Let's do it outside.
It is. Well, outside's gonna be hot. For those listen, if you haven't looked at the weather yet, it is supposed to be the hottest day in the history of Las Vegas. And I did see also it'll be the hottest stretch of 5 days in Death Valley history.
What's the average temperature over 130?
I think it's going to be like around 130, yeah.
Do you know anyone who's going to play golf over those 5 days?
I assume Humans will.
Matt Humans is on VSiN now. Yep, he loves going to Death Valley to try to hit the ball in record.
Every year he looks for the hottest forecasted temperature of the year and then books a tee time at the Death Valley golf course.
Little known fact, because we really didn't talk about it, because we were pulling a fast one on you. In the COVID year, we actually did, how long do you think we did it for? 2 months? Maybe three? We did the show in my backyard? In my backyard.
Yeah.
And then one day, I think we had to take a break because the neighbor had their yard person come over and had like three gas blowers.
They were weed whacking.
And we're like, I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
So.
That was a good time.
It got a little warm because we were directly in the sun.
Yeah.
My backyard faces west, so it would come down like right during the show. Then I put up some janky shades, and
it would get warm out there.
It would. It was in direct sunlight, but whatever. The show goes on. We don't care.
Of course.
We're good to go. We're good to go. Okay, so you were going back and forth on going over to the MUA. Check that. T-Mobile. For the Caitlin Clark against Aces game.
Yeah.
First off, it looked like the celeb setting was fantastic. Here's a little audio with Shannon Sharp, who was front and center and obviously has been talking a lot of WNBA on his club Shay Shay. So he was there. He was all fired up.
It was unbelievable. I happened to be at one of the largest games in WNBA history. Mm-hmm. KP went off, Kelsey Plum, Asia, best player in the WNBA. She went off. Man, I couldn't ask for a better atmosphere, a better game. Fans were electric. I'll be back.
There you go. Audio courtesy of Vegas Sports Today and Mike Dixon. Nice job. So he was all fired up. Mateo. Well, first of all, how many celebrities did you see?
I had a pretty pretty lengthy talk with Aiden O'Connell.
Okay.
He was there. Let's see. There's a couple
Logan Thompson.
There. Logan Thompson's there. Mark Davis was there. I saw somebody on social media pointed out that the sprinter Allison Felix was there. She wasn't. It was actually a friend of mine that was mistaken. Yeah. Mistaken for Allison Felix.
That's good. You immediately shot down the miss idea.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Who else was there, Mateo? You mentioned two. Oh, Vivica A. Fox.
Okay.
Looking good.
Okay.
It was a big night.
There was a lot of people there.
And you know what? I'm always leery about get-in prices here and if we're really filling 20,000-seat arenas sometimes for some events, some concerts. You get in, you're like, wait, where's everybody? The Al, that happens sometimes. Soccer game last Wednesday was kind of sparse, like 20,000. Last night looked like it was juiced to the gills. I mean, you were there, was it?
I was. Yeah, it was packed.
That's so crazy.
It was absolutely packed. It was
good for the
WNBA. Crowd, great crowd, loud crowd.
Your assessment, the first Fever game here, what do you think of that crowd? Because, one, I thought one of those ticket things happened. I thought there were probably about 800 to 1,000 seats that were empty. I didn't hear a lot of Caitlin Clark fans. I thought it was very much an Aces crowd. But then I had other people tell me that Caitlin Clark had a bunch of roars, and that was for the first one at the MUA.
Yeah,
I thought so. What about last night?
Yeah, I thought, I mean, once again, and it was, to me, it wasn't a Caitlin Clark crowd or an Aces crowd. It was an Iowa crowd. Like, that's what it was. They were cheering for Gustafson,
so
Kate Barton, and Caitlin Clark. I mean, they were cheering for all of them. And anytime they did anything, that's when you would hear it. And I know, you know, the players last night, you know, Asia Wilson and Kelsey Plum took a little bit of offense to a question about what is it like to play in a kind of a, you know, bowl game type setting where it's 50-50 crowd. And they were like, that's our crowd. But it was loud.
Are you dispelling that?
I thought it was loud for all of the Iowa players. And they actually pointed that out. They said, look, we have two Iowa players too. And there was a lot of roars for them, which is true. I think there was a very pro-Iowa crowd. In the arena. And look, the, you know, former coach of Iowa was there. A lot of the former players were hanging out there. There was a ton of people in Iowa jerseys in the crowd. There's no question.
The game itself, about the same result, a little more competitive for the Fever than the first matchup. The first matchup, I thought the Aces broke Caitlin Clark, and she pretty much gave up in the third quarter. This one, her numbers were okay. The shooting numbers, what was she, 4-12? What'd she finish, like 13, 6, and 12?
1 of 7, I think, from 3.
Okay. So your assessment?
She was, once again, destroyed, I thought. I thought she struggled a lot with the way that they were defending her, and she, you know, she couldn't get her shot, and when she did, there was times where her shot wasn't covered at all, but I think it was so in her head that she was going to be covered that she, you know, made bad shots and took poor off-balance looks when they weren't needed. She, you know, she's not there yet. She's not on that level. And you see that when she plays good teams. But, again, this is just the assessment of where she is now. I think she will be very good. She's not there yet, and I think it's unfair to rush her to that point of trying to make her the best player in the league when she's not and, you know, let her develop at her pace. I think that's kind of the takeaway because you see when she plays good teams, she's not there.
Did we have you release some malicious facts?
Oh, boy. I kind of regret it.
I don't know why you did that. I actually posted, I don't know if you saw it, I posted a side-by-side with two of you from the RJ, your beat writer, Callie, and the way she wrote it I thought was responsible. I don't know exactly what happened, but she said Aces just announced tonight's game versus Indiana as the most attended sporting event in T-Mobile Arena's history with 20,366 fans. You had followed that up by saying, well, there was actually 2389, so that's, what, 23 more fans, but factually, that's more fans, yeah, for a Duke-Gonzaga game in 2021. Why do you regret it?
Because then they opened the press conference after the game by going up to the podium and saying, we just have to apologize and make a correction. It's been pointed out to us. This is not the most attended. Yeah. And I was like, facts do matter.
Yeah.
And people are coming at me. Does 23 people really matter? Yeah.
It does, yeah.
It does.
You're claiming
it does.
It's the most attended, yes.
It does, yes. 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 We can't just say anything. I understand you're allowed to just make up crowd sizes. I understand that now. That's
especially,
allowed.
Especially in the history of the WNBA, they've done that to a certain extent. Everyone kind of does it now.
Politically. You can make up crowds. I get it.
That's a good point.
Sure. But there is, if you announce something is the most attended in history, it should be. And it's not hating on the event. I had nothing but praise for it. It's just not factual.
Yeah. It's crazy, though. It's incredible.
People were mad at that.
And it wasn't. Well, I mean, you did say it. Even before you got the hate, you said, I'm sure people will hate facts once again.
And they did.
It's another big step for the WNBA. It's a big step for Vegas. We showed out. We showed up. That's really good. It was a good show. And the Aces seem to be headed in the right direction. Independence Day, Hot Dog Eating Day, Weenies and Bikinis. By the way, RIP, Toby Keith, lost him this year, but yeah, we got the Weenies and Bikinis right here at Stadium Swim. Circle Las Vegas, 5 to 7 tomorrow. Come on out. Bikini Hot Dog Eating Contest. Looking forward to it. We're getting more and more stories out of the Chris McCaffrey wedding. We never hit the analysis of the Little Shanny stash, which we'll have to get to. It's funny. Yesterday we talked to Hot Dog participant Nick Weary, who's been going a little – it's getting a little tough. Yesterday he lashed out at people on social media. I've seen him lash out on people on social media who were going after him saying, hey, Chestnut's not in it tomorrow. Who cares? You know, Nick can be aggro.
Sure.
Might have dropped an F-bomb yesterday. Can't find it now. Dump, dump, dump. Were people going at Christian McCaffrey for some reason?
Well, yeah. Actually not him.
Oh, no. Pictures are so dangerous. Personal pictures are so dangerous.
At Olivia. There's also reasons for this, right?
This is Culpo, who used to go out with who? It doesn't matter.
She's Edelman?
She found the love of her life. Who?
Was she an Edelman guy or girl?
No, I thought she was the other. Who was the other white?
Amendola?
Yeah. The other white.
I think she's had a couple of boyfriends. But here there was an issue in that Olivia Culpo made some statements about wanting her dress to make a statement about being conservative and conservative values, and also showing that the wedding and the union is what's important, not the dress. So she wore conservative dress.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the opposite. Or
no.
I thought she went with like Snow White and people were like, wait a second.
No.
You don't get it back.
No. So, an influencer that I'm sure you follow, Gown-Eyed Girl, great name, by the way, for a wedding dress reviewer.
You were joking. I don't know. I don't know. But I'll look her up.
She reviews wedding dresses. She gave a very critical review of Olivia Culpo's wedding dress.
Okay.
And she basically went on. It was, hey, look, just because your dress is boring, don't say that it represents some conservative. And basically she was like, hey, you're slut shaming other brides. Like, hey, if they want to express themselves at their weddings.
Oh, wow.
Let them be who they are. You don't get to make a political statement at these other women and say their marriages are less important or less real because they wear dresses that they like.
Talk about making a mountain out of a, is it even a molehill?
I love it. It's great. It's like, I didn't send you the audio. It's like 6 minutes long, but it's fantastic in every way. Of course.
By the, this, I'm not claiming this will happen if I do get married, but these are the kind of things I actually think about instead of what's important is this kind of nonsense. I'm looking at Culpo's dress. It's nice. It's fine.
It's not great.
What do you mean it's not great?
After,
what are you, a wedding dress expert now?
After watching the breakdown, I was like, okay.
There was a full breakdown of it.
6 minutes! It's incredible.
And do you think that Culpo had evil intentions by saying this dress represents this? And then this woman's like, how dare you say that after your slut shame? Wedding dress shame.
After listening to the breakdown, 100% I do. And as Gown Eyed Girl points out, I'm team Gown Eyed Girl by far. I followed her. She's fantastic. As she pointed out, she said, oh, and by the way, if you want to criticize everyone else, don't use Dolce & Gabbana, who's the most racist, sexist, awful people in the world. Christian McCaffrey responded. We can get to that.
I guess we will. Yeah, we got time on the way back. We got updated odds on the hot dog contest. I think our interview yesterday with Nick Weary is changing everything on the boards. Hot dog contest tomorrow, the big one nationally. David Lee Roth with hot dog and a shake. I don't think that he was talking about hot dogs that are going to be eaten tomorrow. But we've got weenies and bikinis here at Stadium Swim, Circa Las Vegas. New odds are out. Listen, they change all the time, right? It's fluid for the hot dog eating contest. I think we found something yesterday with Nick Weary during the interview. He's third on the odds chart. We'll get to that in 2 minutes. I don't want to do 12 minutes of Christian McCaffrey, Olivia Culpo, gown-eyed girl, wedding dress talk, but I think I might have to. I know you're all worked up about it.
Fantastic.
I hate this so much, but as I watch this lady just eviscerate Olivia Culpo, I'm like, I guess this is a whole genre.
And let's be clear that she's not just picking apart the dress. It's what Olivia Culpo said about the dress in a People magazine story. Because I know people are like, just let her have her wedding in peace. She's talking about an interview that was done about the wedding and the dress in People magazine. Right.
And now an NFL running back who is marrying Culpo, and she's had her experiences in the NFL before.
Who did marry Culpo.
Did. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah.
Did. Christian McCaffrey is now having to go after this wedding dress expert?
Yeah. Yes.
This is weird, man.
He posted on her video on Instagram. So, by the way, just after the wedding, a couple days, he's decided to go on social media to talk about this. What an evil thing to post online, he said. I hope you can find joy and peace in the world the way my beautiful wife does. Which is obviously sarcastic. Good for it. Fine. Defending his wife, that's totally fine. Gown-eyed girl did respond to Christian McCaffrey, of course. She said, so what's evil is pointing out the potential internalized misogyny behind her reasoning and your patriarchal comment and the racist, homophobic history of the designer she worked with? He did not respond to that, of course.
Oh, no.
So, I think there's not much he can say. That's true. She got him. But also it tells you maybe don't – like what reason do you have to go after – by the way, she doesn't have this massive following, right? She has almost 100,000 followers on Instagram. And her whole thing is breaking down wedding dresses and weddings, and that's like her whole gimmick. Now, for the most part, she's overly complimentary of everyone. But again, she wasn't just picking apart the dress. She did say the dress sucked. I think she also said her makeup sucked. But it was more about how Olivia Culpo said she was trying to be better than everyone else. And, you know, this girl who is responding, of course, to Christian McCaffrey and all Christian McCaffrey's fans who are now coming after her, she did have some points that she made about, you know, this is not something, I'm not trying to attack anybody. And by the way, like, you just sending your people at me is doing the same thing you're accusing me of doing, essentially, which is true. That's true, too. Attacking people online, you don't think that's nice, but now you're sending your fans to do that to her? So it is the same thing. But yeah, I think it's fascinating. I think there's a lot there. And I think, look, I understand why Christian McCaffrey is upset about it. I'm sure it was because Olivia Culpo was upset about it. no need, no reason to respond to this. None. I think most people wouldn't even notice this happened if he didn't respond to it.
I wouldn't have.
No.
Were you a follower of the gown-eyed girl before this?
No, I am now.
You are now.
Of course.
You can't wait until the next takedown.
Yeah.
Or maybe 9 out of 10. No, maybe 9 out of 10. She's like, this is great.
Not 9
great,
out of 10.
Great dress.
Like 99 out of 100. She said, this is the first time I've ever said this. I hate this dress.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I watched the video. It was pretty interesting.
Yeah. She makes a good point. It's not... For those that, if you're like, this, why would you make fun of somebody's, or why would you criticize somebody's dress? Totally fine. This is what she does. Again, this is her gimmick online. If you want to follow her, follow her. If you don't, don't. But also, she's not criticizing the dress. She's criticizing the statements that were made about the dress. And basically, Olivia Culpo saying, hey, I'm showing you that I'm taking my marriage more seriously than you because I'm wearing a more conservative dress than you. Like, that's what she's attacking.
The hot dog eating contest.
I'd like to see what gown-eyed girl has to say about the hot dog eating. You know, I think she hates it.
About the contest or about Mickey Sudo's wedding dress?
Oh, she might like that. But I think she's going to hate the hot dog eating contest. She's definitely about like sustainability and environment and things like that.
Well, we did talk to Nick about all the charitable work that
sure.
MLE does and that he does in Florida, so... So Nick Weary was on yesterday. He's the third choice now on the odds board. And it's changed. James Webb is the favorite, minus 110. Jeffrey Esper was the favorite. He's at 150, plus 150. Nick Weary's plus 350. He was 6-1 going into our conversation yesterday. I think Sam Pajanovic said he found him at 16-1 somewhere.
Yeah, I think Sam ruined it.
Do we bounce the number back here? This was Nick Weary yesterday talking about his goal on the number of hot dogs eaten. He starts out by mentioning he just set a personal record and he's ready to go beyond that. But
I did 48 in my qualifier in Cleveland about a month ago, and that was pretty comfy. That was a really rough week. I actually, my left erector in my lower back, I had torn that about 3 days out.
What?
From... Yeah, so I was actually unloading something from a van, and I tore the left erector in my back.
Okay, that was about a month ago. If I'm correct, that was, he said, 3 days out. I do not have notes in front of me. I think June 30 hurt his back. June 6th, he ate 48 hot dogs. June 7th, he ate 61 donuts in another contest. A month later, the torn back erector, he says he's good to go. I sent the video to Pajanovic, who's got over 46.5, and he's got 16-1. He immediately responds, I believe him. He's fine. I'm like, okay.
He's healthy. Well, I think Sam's he's one of the great injury experts in the hot dog eating handicapping field.
It makes me nervous.
I get that.
Now, I'm also not a doctor. Or a wedding dress expert, but we play both of these on the show at this portion of Cofield & Company. That didn't worry you when he said that?
I said he's healthy now. Did you look it up on WebMD?
No, I didn't. I didn't. Hmm. Maybe it's a minor injury. And I do have to admit, I am projecting here, because when I hear Nick say that he tore something in his back, I think of me, and I blank you not yesterday... About an hour before he came on, I was jumping around in the studio, and I actually hurt my back. My back's been golden for like 2 months. I actually strained my back. Now, Nick is like 35, and he's a bodybuilder. I'm not 35, and I'm not a bodybuilder.
Well, 4 to 6 weeks.
No!
It's been 4.5?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I hope this guy does really well. We like him. But I would be finding a way to have some money elsewhere.
We also, he did 48 despite just having torn the muscle. So at this point, I think he's beyond it enough to compete.
Adrenaline that day, can he match the level of adrenaline now? And you said it's on the low end of the recovery period. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think he's fine.
Okay.
I think if our guy loses, it's not because of the injury.
Weary over under hot dogs is now 47.5. I'm going to go under.
It went up. I'm going over.
Weary against Mickey, husband and wife. Who's going to have the most dogs? Her career high is actually 48.5, but I think that may have been in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
I think she's more in like the 38 range. And I wonder with Mickey Sudo, because she's won 9 times. I think she's won 9 out of 10 the 1 year. I mean, I don't know why she had to miss it, but she was pregnant. You know, we talked to Nick Weary, and I wish we had talked to the others about motivation with Chestnut out. You are more motivated.
Of course.
I don't, like, how does Mickey get motivated? Although, what did Nick say yesterday? She was like an effing Mack truck or something?
Something along
like,
those lines.
Like, when she gets going, she's unstoppable. But they actually, they made odds for Nick over Mickey at minus 600. I'm like, he's, I mean, you know what? Maybe with the back injury, I take a flyer on Mickey.
Can I tell you of all the ridiculous,
very
I mean, I know fans,
talk, hot dog talk.
Well, yeah, fans are very mad at the Golden Knights right now. There's a lot of angry fans.
Sure, yeah.
They should be most mad that they're doing a development camp practice tomorrow during the hot dog eating contest. Like, show some respect to the national pastime.
Well, I mean, while we're at it, and I know he's doing it at Fort Bliss, and he is working with the military, and it's only 5 minutes, I'm not super thrilled that Joey Chestnut is doing a hot dog eating contest of his own tomorrow.
No.
Dude. You and MLE are split right now. You're with International Foods. They want Nathan's popped and pimped. You're getting your time and I'm sure a good amount of money to go against Kobayashi on September 2nd on Netflix. Let these guys shine. I don't know, is that later in the day? Do you know? Do you check the time?
No, but I mean, I'm sure.
Like what? I mean, what
exactly
if he,
why his sponsor wants him to do it?
Like, tomorrow. Do you think he goes out and does like 38 dogs in 5 minutes?
No.
Just to like make these guys look bad?
I mean, he's
like, oh, if he did the whole thing, he'd have 76 dogs.
He's gonna do a lot. He's gonna do a good number. But yeah, I mean, I think that's the whole reason you do it. You do that to draw the attention to your sponsor.
I mean, I'll admit I'm not objective here. When Kobayashi did hot dog contest the same day as the hot dog contest, I actually lauded him for it. So
yeah,
but it's a different deal. You know what? If I'm gonna be pro labor, I got to be consistent. So go, Joey, you go.
We'll have fun. We'll enjoy watching it. We'll enjoy watching the actual contest. Hopefully Nick comes through. It'll be great.
Do you know that Paige Spiranak? You know who she is?
Yeah, golfer.
She had more followers than Gown-Eyed Girl?
Yes.
Why is that?
Without even looking, I know that, yes, she does.
How come? Why do you think?
People enjoy golf lessons.
Okay. I mean, this isn't Bronny James. Actually, I think it's more insulting. Why is Paige Spiranak like at the end of the table in the hot dog eating contest?
Oh, she's competing.
Over under on her is 7. I don't think she does 7.
I'll take the under.
Yep. There are women. They gotta. I'm gonna go on a rant. I can't do it. This is a no conflict Wednesday.
Well, we had
even Mickey said to us a couple weeks ago that she wishes there was better competition.
Yeah, of course. Well, you also have
for
to
her. Realize,
oh, wait, hold on. Isn't Paige Spiranak Caitlin Clark?
Well, popularity.
She's got eyes on the tournament. She's got eyes on the contest. Shouldn't Mickey Sudo be bowing at her feet and appreciating all the eyes that she's bringing to the contest?
Is the gap between who's the 12th player on the women's team? Taurasi?
Probably.
Is she the worst? Is the gap between Taurasi and Clark as big as Paige Spiranak and even the worst female leader?
No, but I also don't think that gap shouldn't matter. She's not good enough to be on the team, but people want her on there for popularity and for eyes.
By the way, we'll have an update. All-Star game starting to get populated. How about the numbers of people voting for the All-Stars in the WNBA? Pretty freaking incredible. 5 o'clock hours on the way. We're live here. Stadium Swim, Circa, Las Vegas.